Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio, as we are with the Coach Lalisa Show, every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Now, that's Eastern Standard Time. So we would love for you to continue to join the show. Please, we'd love for you to call in if you have comments. We do have an open phone line, so we welcome your comments, your questions. Also, on our Blog Talk Radio page, you can also leave comments. You can also sign in. You can create your own Blog Talk Radio page where you'll be able to leave comments and tune into our chat room and chat with other people of like minds who also come into the show who want to be motivated and want to move forward. We welcome each and every guest of the show today. Now, today we have an exciting topic, powerful topic that's going to really help a lot of people. We're going to be talking about how to get rid of or getting rid of toxic people in your life, getting rid of toxic people in your life. So you want to definitely get your pen, get your paper. You want to write down some things so that you can follow the steps later. But the Coach Lalisa Show is brought to you each and every day by Performance Strategies Unlimited. That is the funding source making it possible that we are able to bring this program to you. You can go to my website, www.lilisajwilliams.com, and you can find out about the seminars, the workshops. You can purchase books by LaLisa J. Williams. You can purchase Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. That is absolutely our number one bestseller. We've sold over 2,000 copies of that book. It is getting out, and that's without a booking agent. That's without an agent. That's with just letting people know about the book. So the book is really, really out there, and it's getting out there, and people are enjoying the book. You can also purchase other copies of my books just by going to that website. But today we are going to deal with toxic people. I don't know about you, but two things that I do want to happen. Number one, I don't want to be a toxic person because that's one sick individual. And number two, I don't want to be hindered by toxic people. I don't want to be around toxic people. I want to get away from them. Toxic people will cause things like in your life. It can cause depression. It can cause stress. Toxic people are to be avoided like the plague. We don't want that in our lives. Again, we don't want to be the toxic person. So, yes, you want to recognize these signs because if it's us, we want to get rid of it. And we don't want to be around toxic people. We want to be at peace. We want to have joy. And we want to have happiness. So today's show, we're going to be looking at the different types of toxic people because you've got to be able to recognize them. You know, you may have someone in your life that's very close to you that you may not even realize that this person is toxic and you don't even know it. So you may have people around you that always make you feel depressed. They may make you feel angry and even tired, believe it or not. If you're around someone and every time they leave your presence, you know, you feel tired or you feel sick. You were feeling fine and happy and joyful, and then when they come around, you know, these are some early warning signs of toxic people. You know, they say toxic people are like vampires because vampires, they draw your blood. They suck the blood and the life out of you. And you know, people, when we, you know, we were children, we were growing up, and our parents would try to guide us and warn us about the people that we hung around and letting us know that if you hang around the wrong people, because of the parents, they understood almost like a proverb that when you begin to hang around people, you begin to come like them, you begin to act like them. So don't think for one second that you can hang constantly around toxic people and not become like them. You're going to end up just like them. Likewise, if you hang around positive people, people of the light, people that are going somewhere that is good, that's where you're going to end up. It's really not a secret. I know that we call it a secret, but it's not a secret. You can do this. You can change your life for the better. You can have joy. You can have total, constant happiness and fulfillment. But it won't happen until you get around people that are already moving in that direction. You know, it's just like the wave that just carries you. When you get around people that are, whatever the people you are being around, that's where you're being carried. If you want to look at where you're going, if you ever, you know, people would say, well, we don't have a glass ball, we can't see the future. No, you cannot. You're not a genie. You can't see the future. But I tell you what, if you look at your five closest friends, write this down. Look at your five closest friends, name them by name, and look at where they're headed. That's where you're going. Your five, I didn't say 20 people that you know, because you may know 20 other positive people, but I'm talking about the five closest friends that you hang with. The people that you are around every day, the people that you're constantly in contact with every day. One of the persons I'm in constant contact with every single day, she owns and operates from scratch her own business. Okay? And this one person, it's because of that, I have 3 or 4 or 5 businesses because you're going where the people around you are going. I have another woman who I'm around constantly, who's constantly talking health and what we should eat. So I'm more healthy just by hanging around people that are health conscious. Another woman that I'm hanging around, this is a person who has great, great leadership. She has excellent leadership skills and leadership abilities. I'm hanging around her every day. We're in conversation. That's where I'm headed. I'm headed in the same direction. So I'm telling you, if you look at your five closest friends, another one of my friends is very much into education, into self-improvement, self-development. These are people I hang around. So again, you look at your five closest friends, who you're hanging around, and you will see, no doubt, you will see where you're going, where you're headed. If you hang around children of the dark, people that are always complaining, always negative, always got some criticism to put down, that's where you're headed. You're headed to darkness. You're headed to dark places where there could be destruction waiting for you. You nothing good waiting for you there. Welcome in the chat room. God bless you. If you have any questions, comments, please type them in and we will answer them. I see there is some even on the phones. If you have any questions or comments and you want to ask a question, you have to hold up your press the number one. Now let me describe to you some behaviors of toxic people. In other words, if you hang around people that are toxic, you're going to have a miserable life. And if that's what you want out of life, if that's all you think of yourself, because toxic people have low self-esteem. They don't care about themselves. They're only in life to drag you down. They suffer from this. They have evil spirits. Okay? These are people who, the things that they say to you, it's getting down into your subconscious mind. That's the level of your mind that's on automatic. You know, the conscious mind, those thoughts you can deal with very quickly and change them as you need to. But the thoughts that get down in your subconscious, you're on automatic. That's how we can, you know, sometimes remember we got in the car and, you know, we didn't even know how we drove down that street. We don't even know how we got home because the subconscious mind was at work. Our conscious mind was somewhere else, but the subconscious mind still knew the direction. See, the subconscious mind doesn't forget. That's how students can go to school and get straight A's, because when they studied on a deep, deep, deep level, and they put the knowledge deep into their subconscious, not just on their surface conscious mind. That'll forget things quickly because you always got new things coming in. But once you put something on the subconscious, it ain't going nowhere. It's going to stay there. And so you have to really work hard to change your subconscious mind. Okay? You got to constantly deal with what was put down there. And so in the subconscious is where these people seek to go to bury their ideologies, to bury their concepts and their thoughts on you. You don't want this to happen. Now, let's look at some of these people, what it is about them, okay? And then we're going to tell you how to get rid of them. Let's look at some of the things about these toxic people in our lives. These are people who constantly finding fault. Okay, they're always ranting and raving, okay? And then after they've ranted and raved, now they seem cheerful, they seem happy. You see, that lets you know these are toxic people. They rant and rave about every little thing that don't make sense, stuff that is not even important. They will take over your whole life if you let them. Now, the one kind, I was doing some research, and I found this author, Guy Finley, and he described toxic people like this. He said there's one group they call the mud rakers. You know the mud rakers. They're always dragging up old events. You know those people always reminding you about some hurtful thing that happened in the past, something that might have happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And what happens is this allows them to relive their anger over the situation. Many people, this is going on in your relationships and your marriages. That's why you don't have no peace in your homes, no joy in your relationships, because you're dealing with a mud raker. This is a person that constantly drags up old events. This allows them to go back to the bitterness that they had then. Y'all know how it is. You know what happens when we hear an old song. We hear an old song and we immediately go back to that old situation. And if it was a good one, we have good memories. They call them memories. The mud raker's going to take you back to a time period where something bad happened. And then those memories are going to come up. Those memories. You don't want this to happen. You don't want mud rakers in your life. The second category of people, we call them the mud slingers. Now, what in the world is a mud slinger? A mud slinger is a person who is malicious, always pulling themselves up by slinging mud on somebody else. You know, we heard them say, these people that this is the only way they can pull themselves up is by pulling others down. You know, they say they're slinging mud on you. They're throwing dirt on you. Not only dirt, but dirt and water mixed together. We call them the mud slingers. They're always gossiping about somebody, slinging mud on them. Trust me, they slinging mud on that person, they'll be slinging mud on you too. Gossipers, they criticize a lot because it allows them to sling mud and get their joy going by slinging mud. Very, very, very judgmental, always judging the things that you're saying and the things that you're doing. These are some old mud slingers. You got to want to get rid of these people. So we got, now we've named so far two kinds of people. Yes, I see there's a hand up, so let's bring on Miss Anjanette. She has a comment, a question. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, well, going back to what you were saying, now, that is so true. If you go to Proverbs, I believe it's either 3 or 4, chapter 3 or 4, and it talks about how the demons, they cannot sleep unless they are starting something between people. And that's the only way they can get rest. And that's the only way they can get food or wine. It's like wine and food to them to have people in a constant, battle about something. And like you were saying, it could be something that makes no sense, but they will, just sling the mud just to be slinging it. But in reality, it's biblical. It's in the Bible. In Proverbs, it says that they cannot get rest. And can you imagine? And then you see the people, they all of a sudden they're happy and they're at peace after they've caused all of this chaos and drama. And it's like I said, it's in the Bible. It says that they could only get rest and feel happy after they have stirred up something so chaotic, so annoying to someone else, and trying to cause other people to get off their path, and then they feel better, they can feel at ease. They were asleep, but now the person is in a state of anger, upset, and fury, and now they're sitting back watching like they're eating popcorn and watching their movie now after they have caused this scene. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why, this call is twofold. Again, we want to get rid of toxic people, but we want to make sure we're not allowing that come into us and make us toxic people, because that spirit out there looking for a body.
Yes.
Wicked devils that you're speaking of from the book of Proverbs, yes, it needs a host body. So you want the two things. You want to make sure, because again, if you hang around toxic people enough, trust me, that spirit on them will get on you.
Yes, yes.
thoughts, because remember, they're trying to project and they're going to embed their thoughts deep into your subconscious.
Yeah.
So it's there. And so you wonder now all of a sudden why you're starting to be negative. All of a sudden you can't pull yourself out of the drama and the trauma that you're in. See, the way God made us is that we are supposed to be able to pull ourselves up. This is what you see with the prodigal son. All he had to do was quickly come to his senses. And then he raised himself up even out of slop. Or when you are really, God has made us so that even if somebody of good report would come to us and tell us something and we hear it, he says, how can we believe unless we hear? Somebody could come and tell us something good, and that'll make us go another way. That's what happened with David. Jonathan came to him and told him, you are that man that has committed this great sin. What did David do? David quickly went to change and said, God, create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. So we are supposed to be able to get up. But if you find yourself trapped in not being able to pull yourself out of that dark relationship, you know it's evil, you know it's wicked, then that's when it's time to change the people that you are around. Don't try to figure them out. Maybe you gave them a couple of pointers. You tried to help them and it didn't work. Get away from them. Quick, fast, and there's no other choice. That's what happened to me when some people know my story and part of my testimony. That's what happened when I was living out there in the world as a prostitute. I was around the people of darkness. And as soon as I left them, my whole world changed. As soon as I got around those five positive people, my world just kept getting better. See, it just keeps getting better. And then God gave me five more people that were better than that. And God will keep on putting, that's why he keeps bringing new people into your life, because you're going to another level. And keep some of your old friends, no doubt. But we'll keep some core people. But you're going to always be constantly meeting new people, because you're going to new levels. All right? So you absolutely thank you for those comments.
Amen.
Welcome to those of you who are in the chat room. If you have any questions and you have any comments and questions, please, we'll take them. So that was two types of people that we said that you want to be on the lookout for. You want to be on the mud rakers, you know, those people that are always dragging up your past so that they can relive those bad memories that surround that bad past. Then you also have the mudslingers. Now you have something hard to describe, this next group, but I'm going to do my best. Now, Mr. Guy, he put these four groups together. He's the one who's describing this. He calls them swamp dwellers. He describes these people as a spirit of people who just thrive on low vibrations. Do you know what? Can you imagine? These are people who, like you were saying, Anjanette, if you gave them something to a higher degree, they couldn't accept it. It'd probably kill them.
Yeah.
These are people who to be thriving on a low vibration. So if you come into the room or into the office, you are all happy and giggly.
Yeah.
The first thing is they're going to try to take you down low.
They come just to seek the people out. They see them coming. It's like, They set a plan in motion as soon as they see them.
Yeah, they're waiting. Mm. They're waiting because this is what they are. They're swamp dwellers. And again, you got to stay away from these people. The answer to getting rid of toxic people is that you have to get away from them. They're not going to change. It's a spirit that is dwelling in their body. It's not the person. It's the spirit in that person. And that spirit has taken up residence in that person because the person is allowing it. Get this and get it good. They are allowing it. Yes, could that person get rid of it? They could if they wanted to, but they don't want to. They are allowing it for whatever reason.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Like what you said, you can definitely change your thought. A person can change their thought process. And by them not changing their thought process, then they feel like, okay, then no big deal. This is the way I am. But like you said the other day, that can be changed if you have a person has to have a willing heart and a willing mind. So that is so key. I agree with you 100%.
They have to be willing. So you got that swamp dweller. And then this last kind, which we often hear a lot about, because people love to talk about the haters. If you have the life haters, they just hate life. They don't only just hate your life. They hate everybody's life. They hate their own life, you see. That's why these are people who they don't even appreciate life. See, to you, life might be beautiful, and you're like loving life. Look at what God has done. The trees are beautiful. You know, everything is beautiful in life. And this is what, you know, you are sensing and you're seeing, okay? And these individuals, they don't like life. They hate life. And by the way, I just want to let you all know, because I really want to get to some other parts of this message that I haven't been able to get to yet. So I have extended the show for 15 minutes so I can make sure that I get all the points out about these toxic people and how you can get rid of them, because we really want to be able to help you get rid of these people in your life. So we actually have a few more minutes to the show. So if you're tuned in, don't go away. You can keep listening, because I want to make sure that I get all the points out. But now let's look at these people who are hating life, okay? These people, they will get a hold on the human soul, see, because they don't want the beautiful gifts of life. What they will try to do to get a hold of your soul, they want to trick you, okay? They want to trick you into not seeing life as beautiful either, okay? They're haters, and they want you to become life haters. A lot of times this is what we have found amongst our young people. They feel that there's no future to the world. There's no future to life. Life is horrible. Or we can't, you know, the economy is horrible. The education is horrible. Finance, everything is horrible about life to them. The air is horrible. Nothing is good in life to them. And they try to get you to sign up and think like them. They want you to commiserate their misery. They want you to commiserate with them in complaining and being cruel. That's why they can walk up and shoot anybody or kill anybody or take anybody's life, because they are life haters. These people will spill out a lot of, irritation. And they don't, they get our consent down in our subconscious. They are conflicted spirits, and they do nothing but spread poison. They do nothing but spread poison. And so this is what we are talking about today on the show. This is what we mean by toxic people. These people are just toxic. And Jeanette, what have you seen in this kind of situation?
Well, stuff like this, I mean, because I've actually experienced something like this fairly recently, it would take a few months or so, and I watched myself as I started becoming or being around the individual, and, you know, me, I'm always a person I want to find and make sure that I always leave people with grace, peace, love, and may love be the footstool to you, everything. And I started noticing that I had stopped saying it. And that's just something that I would say just, you know, because I know you want to leave people with something positive once they either leave your presence or if they're on the phone with you, you know, you're supposed to send out peace. And I believe in that. That's in the Bible. You know, send your peace and stuff out. So I take that very seriously. But I started noticing that it had started becoming where this person had started saying, why do you say that all the time? That sounds silly. And I actually could not believe that the person had even said that, but I, you know, I just kept on going. And then I started noticing, being around this person, everything around this person was pretty much crumbling and falling apart, and everyone was pretty much trying to disconnect. And when I noticed when there's everyone around someone that's trying to disconnect from that person, you should pay attention. Because that means that although they send it out and say it's everybody else's fault, but they blame them everywhere they go. So therefore, you know, you have to pay close attention to what the signs are to find out that person is definitely the toxic one, but have this characteristic that says it's everyone else. It can't be everyone else if everyone is trying to disconnect from that person. You have to take the time out to look in the mirror and be honest. And I actually heard the person say once, wow, I don't really have any friends. I don't know, is it me? Mm-hmm. And at that moment, as they say, that was my aha moment for me to go ahead and step away. Because then everything came back of all the stuff that I had seen this person doing and how they speak and how they relate to people. Everything is being judged immediately. Everything is an argument. Even grace and peace was an argument or something to disagree with. If stuff that minute becomes something to disagree with, if someone is saying hello and you don't like how they're saying hello, this person has so much toxin in their mind, in their heart, in their physical body, and in their spirit. Their spirit means their spirit is so heavy and so bogged down with, like you said, the mud, the dirt, and the disappointment. And so now something has taken over that person's mind and body, which is a demon-like spirit that feels as though the only way they can get rest and peace is to cause chaos in someone else's life. So, yeah, that's definitely something that I felt and feel strongly about, because people have to come to the place of knowing how to have peace in their mind, which causes them to be at a place of no rest or a place of no peace or a place of always having to be combative with everyone else, no matter what the situation is. Because I feel as though if I have to be combative with someone, I need to rethink my thoughts and what would make me go to that place. Is it the person that I am talking to at the time? Then I need to reevaluate my thoughts, because no one should make you be that combative with everyone.
Yes, you're so right.
You don't want to be slinging mud. You don't want to be slinging dirt. You don't want to be the person that's always the hater of life, because clearly this person seemed to have been a hater of life.
Yes.
Because that's all they felt, is how they should pull someone else down.
And what we have to do is we want to avoid these individuals because just as a harmful virus, you see, there's a human body to exist or thrive, other than that it would, you know, probably die off, that virus would. That's why these negative people, they require also our unconscious consent to carry around their dark, dark mission. So for what, you know, whatever power this thought or this power has, you see, we can't let it happen in us, okay? What right does it have to dwell in our bodies? None. So we have to kick it to the curb, okay? So we have to constantly check our thoughts and make sure that they're not these same unconscious thoughts that have been planted in us of negativity, of gossiping, of cruelty, of a hater of life. You see, we can't take this lightly. Like, oh, that will never happen to me. It can happen to us because, remember, like you said, Anjanette, these evil spirits are constantly on watch looking for who they can enter. They don't go to sleep. They don't take rest. They're always going around trying to see who they can get into. And so we have to clean. That's why that message yesterday, on Saturday, extreme makeover, cleaning out your inside. You got to clean it out. You got to sweep your insides clean. You got to get rid of it, the negative thoughts, the negative people. It's just like when you clean your house. You got to clean the places of your mind. You got to create a clean house, a clean heart, a clean mind. We got to clean it up. Okay, so you can get rid of these toxic people and their effects on your life. You can start today. You can withdraw, first of all, any permission that you've already unknowingly maybe granted to them. You know, denounce it now. Take back that permission. You can't stay here. Get rid of them. Kick that thought out. Kick those people out. Go down into your subconscious mind and ask God to forgive you for allowing that thought to come into your mind. Don't judge yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't try to figure out how it happened. Just get rid of it. Just follow the instructions here. Okay? Refuse to spend any time with these individuals.
Yeah.
Don't say, well, that's my friend from high school, and, you know, we just found that. Don't spend any time. Well, you know, we on the job, and we got to work together. That's it. Don't talk to them. Don't listen to their stuff. Who recognize them? Remember, when you're around them, you might feel sick. When they leave you, you don't feel good. Okay? You notice that after they rant and rave, they feel happy. All right?
Yeah.
One minute they're ranting and raving and cussing everybody out, and then 2 minutes later they're happy, bouncing around, talking about praise the Lord. Get rid of those people. Get rid of them. And again, we want to denounce this in every way we can, because this is just another opportunity for the enemy to get his joy. And he's going to get his joy by stealing ours. We want to be joyful, happy. And this has been the Coach Lalisa Show. We're glad you tuned in to the topic on today. I certainly got a lot out of it, looking at these four types of toxic people, the mud rakers, always dragging up those old events so that they can relive those old bad feelings of anger and resentment and bitterness. And sometimes, you know how in the marriage, that's how a lot of fights broke out. A lot of people who are abusers in domestic violence situation, the abusers, you know, they constantly, a lot of them, the only way they can abuse you is they have to bring up something from your past. Okay, if you ever notice, if you really do a real, probably serious look at abusers, probably they can go out and drink all they want, but they won't throw not one punch until they bring up something from your past. And so they can bring up those anger feelings. Same thing with music. Sometimes they can listen to music that has a bad memory to it. That's why some couples couldn't figure out when they went out to a nightclub or party, and all of a sudden when you got home that he wanted to beat you. But maybe some song he heard when he was out there had some bad memory associated with it. Okay, well, we call that the mud rakers. Wicked spirits, get away from them. And you got the mudslingers, the malicious people that are always trying to pull you down by pulling themselves up, pulling others down by pulling themselves up. These are the people who gossip a lot. They criticize everything, judge a lot of other people. And the swamp dwellers, they just thrive on low vibration. I mean, they're just like a snake. They just want to be down low. Everything that's low, they're happy. And then you got the life haters. The individuals just hate life itself. They don't hate, they hate the beautiness of life. And they want you to commiserate that same negative feeling, that same feeling of guiltiness and always complaining, always want you to feel guilty about things. And we know that with the Spirit of the Lord, there's no guilty. We're not condemned, but we're convicted, yes. But there's no condemnation. So we don't have to feel guilty about things that have happened in the past. Well, we're not guilty. We've been released of the charge, but we have to have a new life. So you want to get rid of toxic people. The best and foremost way is to get rid of them, get them out of your lives, get their thoughts out of your head. Denounce it, withdraw the permission that you've given them, their thoughts to take up in your head. So right now we just thank God that we're able to do that and we can move forward and move on and have a better life and, you know, have a more wonderful, abundant, successful life, can have real joy, real peace, and real success. We can have all of this for real and we can have it for eternity. It's an eternal thing. It's not something that's going to fade away, and we can have eternal happiness, joy, and peace. Well, we thank you for tuning in. We had to extend the show a little bit longer, Anjanette, today, so we could get all of those points in. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. We definitely have to get those points in. Because, again, like you said, sometimes we don't even know that we're around toxic people. So, yes, to know the signs and what you're looking for, that is definitely the tools that you need to have a clear understanding that it may have been the person, like you said, in the cubicle next to you. But, yes, so absolutely.
Yeah. We will do probably another show on toxic people at work. So make sure you stay tuned, you know, to the Blog Talk Radio show so that you can see what other topics we have and things that we're going to be talking about. And we just really, really, really want people to be able to get the help that they need, to be able to, tomorrow, we're going to be talking on tomorrow on the show, just so that you know, and make sure you tune back in. We're going to be talking about networking skills for the 21st century. How to network in the 21st century. Do you really know how we should be approaching people, how we should be, you know, coming into people's presence to deal with things? So we're going to talk about networking for your businesses. Many of us have our own businesses. We have our networking businesses, and sometimes we weren't taught or weren't shown the various skills that would make us successful in these businesses. So we're going to go over that on tomorrow, and we'll see you back here. Don't go away. Welcome guests. You can go back and listen to the archive. We're glad that you did tune in. And we will see you back here tomorrow as we talk about 21st century networking skills. Well, it's been fun. It's been great. It's been real. And we are moving on up.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.